Firstly, I wanted Be'ez Hashem to point out to you that there is an important Ramban on the sugya. I know the Gemara was difficult. In the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Chaf on the Be'ez, that the Gemara goes through a whole long-winded set of drashos where the Gemara discusses how we learn that the Yotzei from different things, produce, which is Aser, Chadash, Arla, Bikurim, etc., how do we know that those are Aser? So the Ramban asks a very basic question in that sugya. And the Ramban's question is, at the end of the day, what happened to our sugya about Mei Peros? The sugya of Mei Peros is entirely gone. So Ramban attempts a couple of answers, and ultimately the Ramban settles on the following teretz. The Ramban says, five lines from the bottom, Eliyeh Shlomer, the sugya nasmachta ba'almahi. The sugya is only an asmachta. Kedak aminam bidomi no minad rebelezer. Umiyutayma mishum dezeninu. V'achinami matinan tzir bidogim tmeyim midorais mishum dezeninu l'il v'perikid anasha. So then what emerges is that every time, according to Ramban, every time we discuss the instances of Yotzei min ha'aser, whether it's mutter or aser, so then we're basically saying whether it falls into the category of mei peiro zeh ba'alma or not. Is that considered zeh ba'alma or not? Continues Ramban on the last line. V'hainu damrin hasem periketza, in our perek, bidvash tmar shahakol dezeya. How much are we missing from the top? Thank you very much. So here, let's see, how much are we missing from the top? We are missing quite a bit from the top. Okay, so let me read to you. Dizeyahu, ubitrima bore priates. He quotes our Gemara, says that trima gets a bore priates. Utrima hainu tmarim schukin vigomenosan. So he says, that's what the Gemara discusses by us, by Tamarim, that Tamarim is a Shehakal, but Trima is a Bari Priya Eitz. V'Trima inu Tamarim Selkin v'gomen osan. V'sanyim b'tosefta v'perik sheni shamayser sheni ein sharen es ha-Tamarim lasmehen sheikha v'selkin osan 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 Trima. So he says, we see from our sugya that the Gemara also equates the halacha of Truma and Meiser Sheni to the bracha. So we see that in all cases we evoke the rule of Mei Peros Zeh Ba'alma. So when the Gemara discusses in Chulin, so there the Gemara is just bringing out this cloud Zeh Ba'alma. Okay. V'achinami muchach b'psachim dekamrinan i'ashmin and pirigufa lo'achala derech hanasa hachinami. Alma, and here he concludes, b'tmarim gufan she'gaman chayiv v'chein b'chol isurin she'betorah. So, on the one hand, the Ramban concludes that if you have somebody that is gaman, and that was the sugya in Chulin, what's gaman? Gaman means that it's entirely what we would describe today, it's compressed. Compressed to the point that you're able to drink it. Now, I don't know if it means so thin, like what we would call a smoothie, but it's something that a person's able to, like applesauce, is able to drink down like applesauce. Applesauce, a thin applesauce, you could drink down. So the sugya in Chulin finds that there are things that if you could drink them down, you're chayiv. There are things that you could drink down that you're potter. The Gemara has Xeris HaKasuv for each one of them. Says Ramban, what the Gemara is really struggling with is this basic rule of what is considered Mei Peros and what is that basic rule that doesn't qualify as Mei Peros. So Ramban concludes like this. When it comes to the dvash el tamarim, so then in such a case we say it's made peros. But tamarim gufan shegaman is going to be chayiv. Where did the Ramban get that from? So he says like this. He says because the Gemara in Bracha says it. Our Gemara says it. Because our Gemara says that on trima, the halacha is that you make a bar priyates. So it follows, says the Ramban, if the halacha is that by trima, you make a bar priyates. So let's say you have tamarim gufan shegaman. What's that case? That is a case of tamarim that have been pulverized, not entirely, but have been chopped down. So then in such a case, halacha is your chayiv, because we see that the bracha that you get is bar priyates. So if it's arla, then you're chayiv. That's what emerges. It's different than Arla that's going to be made peros. That's what the Ramban writes. So I saw someone said that this Ramban is a kasha on everything we said yesterday. Rav Nissen Kaplan says what we had, in fact, could be originally I got the Maramokum from him. He says what we had said in the Ra'ah. And then he says, well, let me remind. We had seen yesterday that it could very well be that the pshat that we said in Rashi, that Rashi says that Mei Peros is not a pri, really connects the sugya of Trima with Mei Peros, the Hainu. That Rashi is emphasizing that it's not a pri. Mei Peros is really just a way of saying that it's not a pri. And it could be it's not a pri for Kol HaTorah Kula, not just for Bracha. And then the Gemara brings out and fleshes out this idea. And that's how the Ritva learns. The Ritva says that the rule by Trima, how much you cut it down, is a binyanav for other halachas, is a binyanav for also the halacha of Mei Peros. So Rav Nissen Kaplan claims that this Ramban is mefurish, not like this Ritva and Ra'ah. He says, you see from this Ramban that there are two different levels over here. You have, on the one hand, you have the halacha of Mei Peros. Yet at the same time, in the same sentence, the Ramban says that if you have Tamarin Gufan Shegaman, so then in such a case, you're still considered Chayiv. And that shows us that even when it's not a pre, you're still Chayiv. That means, he says the following. He says, you can't understand, according to the Ramban, the way we have learned up the sugya, the way we think is Mukhruch and Rashi from three or four different places. We thought it was Mukhruch from Rashi in three or four different places. That Rashi says that the Iker question in Brachos, and it could very well be in Kol HaTorah Kula for a Pri. Chazonish argues that this suffix is in Kol HaTorah Kula. We'll get to that. That when it comes to the Hagdara of Pri, you have to ask whether it's a Pri, and we gave the Hagdara yesterday of what qualifies as a Pri. May Peiro says that it's not a Pri. And if it's Kotush Lagamri, we argue, according to Rashi, it's not a pri. He says that you see from the Ramban not that way. That the Ramban understands that Mei Peros is a new category. Mei Peros is a new category that says that it's not halachically significant. Not the pshat that it's not a pri. But rather, the pshat is that it's not even halachically significant, as the words Zeya Ba'alma indicate. The word Zeya Ba'alma might indicate that it's just considered sweat. L'may nafkamina, he says, I'll tell you the nafkamina. What happens if you have something that's not considered a pri? He says, if you have tmarim gufan shegaman, in such a case, l'chura, it's pashut, that it's not a pri. Yet, the Ramban says, you're still going to be chayiv. Yet the Ramban says that you're still going to make a bar priyates. This is Rav Nissen Kaplan's argument. So he therefore says we have a fundamental machlokas between the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The Ramban is on a different stream. He argues the Ramban would never say what the Ritva and the Ra'ah said. The Ritva and Ra'ah said that the sugya of Trima is a binyanav that tells us the halachas of Mei Peros. Absolutely not, he says. Mei Peros is a new halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula that says Zeya Ba'alma. That what? That even when you don't need it to be a pri, still the halacha is that it's Zeya Ba'alma. It's a step down. So I don't see the Ramban saying that at all. I think Rav Nissen is making a machlokas that doesn't exist. I see the Ramban in the same camp as the Ritva and the Ra. I don't see any machlokas here. And that is, I see that the Ramban is saying the following. The Ramban says that if it's gufan miach gaman, Ramban holds that's still considered a pri. Like we saw, la halacha. There are many, many poskim that say that if the applesauce is not entirely pulverized to the point that's turned into a liquid mamish, it still gets a bar priyates. I think the Ramban holds like that. That's all. This is not a raya that the Ramban disagrees with the Trumas Hadesha. Not at all. This is not a raya the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. I think everybody agrees. Rav Nissen Kaplan goes on to develop that there are two streams. This is the Chakira. Is Mei Peros Zeya Ba'alma a new halacha that says that not simply that's not a pri, but Mei Peros says that it's not halachically significant at all. It's a shinoi. It's a shinoi that's unrecognizable. Even if you don't need pri. It could be you don't need suras ha-pri. Could be it doesn't need to be called a pri. V'ha-raya, tomorrow gufan shagaman is chayiv. According to Ramban. So Zeyabam is a totally different thing. The Ritva and the Ra'ah said not that way. The Ritva and the Ra'ah said this is the binyanav of the same halacha. Meper Zeyabam is just a way of saying it's not a pri. So Rav Nissen says that's going to be a machlokis rishonim. Yesterday we proved beautifully, I think, Be'ezer Hashem, that the Ritva and the Ra'ah are like the Shitas Rashi. He's trying to develop, he wants to show there are many Rishonim and Achronim that disagree with this. I think the Ramban is the same category. It's just the Ramban disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshen's Diuk and Rashi, that the Ramban will say, no, even if it's Katush Legamri, it's still considered a pre. Why? Very simply, because it's still considered halachically that pre until it is so pulverized that it's Zeya Ba'alma. Until it's so pulverized it's Zeya Ba'alma, then it still has that halachic identity of a pre. Both linyan arla and linyan bracha for both categories. But he somehow is convinced that the Ramban is separating the two. I'm not convinced at all that the Ramban is separating the two. Now let me just share with you another halach l'maisa application which actually is connected to this chakira. Now we'll do two things at once. We'll be masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa and see an important taz, and then I'll show you how Rav Nissen Kaplan uses this taz to again prove his point that there's a fundamental chakira here. Is mei pei rozeya ba'alma a separate halacha outside of whether it's just simply not a pri? And we're arguing that mei pei rozeya ba'alma is just telling us that it's not the pri. If it's not the pri, then maybe doesn't have the Isser of Arla either. The Isser of Arla is dafka when it's a pri. He argues, no, the Meper Zei Balma is a totally different thing. It's a totally different mitzius entirely. Yes, Eitan. What? I'm not sure. We could discuss afterwards. I'm less meshubit to Kilos Yaakov because he's an Achron. I'm trying to understand the Rishonim. I'm not sure. I hear where you're going. Maybe we'll discuss afterwards. Let's take a look at the Psak Halacha. So it's very interesting in the way the Halacha is codified in Reish Beis Yud, and ultimately the Chazon Ish, who really put the Sugya together, Halacha Lamaisa, on some level, he's the clearest that puts together, he quotes all the Rishonim in the Sugya. I didn't see anybody that quotes all the Rishonim in the Sugya except for the Chazon Ish. Ultimately, he's going to go in a very different direction than one would expect when you read the Psak and Shulchan Aruch. But let's see how the Psak and Shulchan Aruch is presented, and then see the Chidush of the Taz La'alocha, then come back to the previous Chakir. How do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? Reish Beis Yud. Peiros Shesharan Obishlan B'mayim, Af Al Pi Shenichnas Tama Pri B'mayim, Einem Varach Al Osam HaMayim Ela Shehako. So Beis Yosef tells us where his psak is coming from in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if you cook fruit in water, senketz a shahakol. Who does the stam psak? He says, the stam psak is the Rashba. And what did we say the Rashba holds? This is what the Beis Yosef spells out in the work before the Shulchan Aruch. And what did the Rashba say? The Rashba said it had nothing to do with tam. The Rashba said it had to do with derech. The derech is to make vegetable soup. The derech is not to make fruit soup. Okay, maybe things have changed. Maybe derech is now to make fruit soup. Fine. Then he concludes, Varash kasav de efshir shim nichnas tam pri b'mayim varach baruch rei. So the Rosh gets honorable mention in Shulchan Aruch, and it's a funny thing because at the end of the day, Savik brachas lahakol, we're not going to paskin like the Rosh. Okay. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz begins to stay a shtickle Torah, which I'll let you do. It's a beautiful Taz. The Taz wants to know, why did the Mechaber, isn't this beautiful, Rabbi? So you got to be Nana from this. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say Efshar? V'arosh kasav the Efshar shim nichnas tam pri. Why did he say Efshar? So he has a whole discussion of why he uses this Lashon of Efshar. Okay. And then Yesh Lo Adam Hazeh. I'm not going to talk about the, because the Rosh himself says it. Good. But the Taz is bothered at the end of the day. You'll take a look at the Taz. It's not my It's not my thing. It's also for Shulchan Aruch. It's a very funny type of formulation. Tough, but it's not my agenda right now. He does it. He's bothered once you have the Beis Yosef. So that's not my agenda. He then goes on and he says, "Ula halacha." Continues the Taz in about three lines from the end. "Ula halacha yesh levarach shahakol ba'osam she'ein derech levasham ulasochka." He says, "La halacha, the bracha should be shahakol when it's not the derech." "Ve'avol b'midi derech levashlam bara priya eitz." But if the derech is to cook it, then it gets a bara priya eitz. "Ve'ein lahakshos al mashi kasa b'simin zeh d'lo azlina basar taima rak basar rov d'hacha maya ba'almahu." "Ve'ein shum chashivus neged hatam shel aperos kein nirali al derech hazeh." Says the Taz, there's a difference between mei peros, which is maya ba'alma, and if you cook something, and the derech is to cook the peros. So even if, let me crunch the Taz, look it up inside afterwards, but here's the punchline. Says the Taz like this: even if the derech is for people to squeeze oranges, it's normal for people to squeeze oranges, the Taz claims that in such a case, you don't look at the derech. But if the derech is for people to cook peros, so then in such a case, even though we said according to the Rosh, it's maya ba'alma, nevertheless, if it becomes the derech, so then it must be that you make the bracha of borei pri ha'etz. In other words, the Taz seems to be saying that even the Rosh, we're going to see, the Chazon Ish also goes a little bit in this approach, that even the Rosh, it will be moder, at least the psak lahalacha will accept it. Maybe, is he going so far in the Rosh Be'etzem? I'm not sure. But we would accept a split to say that if it becomes the derech by mei peros, then in such a case you get a bar of priya heitz. The Rosh only said we only have this psak in halacha that finally in Shulchan Aruch that the bracha is a shakel if it's not the derech. But if it becomes the derech, says the Taz, and you make a bar of priya heitz. So bottom line, Rebbe, so let's just crunch it, bottom line. Bottom line, what it means is a fruit soup today, since it could very well be it's a derech, then we get a bar of priya heitz. Even according to the Psak of Shulchan Aruch, even before we got to the Rosh, it gets a bar of priya heitz. Why? At least according to the Taz, because it becomes a derech. Now, what emerges is something absolutely fascinating. What emerges then from the Taz, if you put two and two together, is what happens is that you say when it comes to Mei Peros, what bracha does it get? Mei Peros gets a shahakol, even if it becomes a derech. But Bishul of Mei Peros, when did we say it gets a shahakol? That's only when it wasn't the derech. But today, when it's the derech, so then in such a case, it gets the bracha. That's what emerges from this Taz. Oh. So the question is, what's the split? What's the split? What's that? It's a mixture of the shittas, right?
Yeah.
We're going to see that the Chazon Ish also is going to mix the shittas. We're going to see what started out as a very simple machlokas between the Rashba and the Rosh, the two extremes. At the end of the day, we're going to see the two shittas begin to mix. So first, let me just do the lamdus. Let's just cheshbon out the lamdus, just the second sender. Says Rav Nissen, you see that this Taz disagrees with everything we said yesterday as well. He says, we see that when it comes to the halacha of Mei Perozea Ba'alma, it's very, very different than the halacha of Tam in all other cases, the Hainu. That when it comes to Bishul B'mayim, even those shittas that hold that Bishul B'mayim normally doesn't get a ha'eitz, but if it becomes a derech, then it gets a ace. But Mei Peros, you don't say that by derech doesn't change halacha Mei Peros. So he says, what do we see from here? We see from here that May Peros is a totally different category. Zeya Ba'alma is a totally different category of bracha and Kalat Arakula. That's Mamish Zeya Ba'alma, that Derech can't resuscitate it to give it a Borei Pri Eitz. But Bishul, which normally halachically is not significant enough according to the Taz, Derech could make it enough significant that you could be ma'arich, you could value the tam. Let's just put it in very simplistic chemical terms. Don't worry, I'm not using real chemistry. Bishul doesn't do enough, according to the Rajba. It's not enough to give it a Borei Pri Eitz. 50% there. It's only 50% there. But if it's derech, so then that means that people are showing that this tam is significant. So it gives it the other 50% it needs. Zeya Ba'alma is nothing. It's a pshat. I hear the pshat. Zeya Ba'alma is a nothing. This is what the Taz is saying. Zeya Ba'alma is absolutely nothing. So Derech doesn't change it. Derech gives it no halachic significance. Again, this Taz, the way I'm presenting right now, actually fits in very beautifully with the Hesber that we gave yesterday as well. Zeya Ba'alma, I'll get to a moment where there's going to be a pickpock between us and the way Rav Nissen presents it. Zeya Ba'alma is not halachically significant. And since Zeya Ba'alma is not halachically significant, so in such a case, Derech doesn't change it. Let's say the Derech is that people find that it's healthy to gulp a little bit of oxygen. Will it get a bracha? No, it doesn't change. It's the same thing. Zeya Ba'alma doesn't, it's not significant at all. That's what the Taz is saying. So Rav Nissen takes this Taz a step further. Rav Nissen says, aha, you see from this Taz that Zeya Ba'alma and the other halachos of Peros are entirely different. Why? Because May Peros is a separate halacha, that it's not halachically significant. Other things, like when it comes to Trima and so on, or Shlokos, so then in such a case, then it's a separate halachic category that it doesn't have enough of the tam. But if you, Derech, has the ability to transform it. So I mamish don't understand what Rav Nissen is saying. I don't accept it. At the end of the day, it's all one halach. It's the same thing. What's going on? The way we were masbir before. When it comes to the bishul, so then it's 50% there. If it's 50% there of pre, it's 50% of the pre. Bishul is enough to give it 50% of the pre. However, Derech is mashlim. Zeya Ba'alma is halachically 0%. It's halachically 0%. And that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi could agree with that. But that's consistent with the Ritva and the Ra'ah. The Ritva and the Ra'ah say that the Binyan Av is that the moment it becomes separated from being a Pri, then it doesn't get the Bracha. But we saw, even according to Rashi, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, that if you do something that makes it significant, even if it doesn't have the Tzuris HaPri. For example, if you have besamim, that's lakach netu, the whole tafkid of this pri, is for it to be juiced up, it's still called a pri. So I think it's still part of the same category. Rav Nissen makes a big machlokis. He puts a bunch of achronim and the Ramban on one side, and he puts the Ritva and the Ra'ah, and our Netziv with Rashi, presumably on the other side. And Linnaeus Daiti, it's really, everybody fits in beautifully. And now what emerges then is we have this interesting Shita Halacha. The Taz says that if the Derech becomes to be Mevashel, so then in such a gets a Borei Eitz, but May Peros will always be Zeya Ba'alma. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Simcha, go ahead.
In case of the Psalm, so we're saying that Derech, the same thing as Derech?
It's a parallel. All
right.
It's a parallel.
So then that's already, there's no halfway step. It automatically bumps it up to...
So Derech, it's in between. Derech is not it. You can't do Derech. Derech doesn't work alone. What's the difference between Lekach Netu and Derech? Very posh.
No, what's the difference between Samim and, let's say, May Peros?
Right, so very posh. Lekach Netu means that the entity of this pre is, when it's squashed, that's when it's used. That's its whole entity.
But then, what did Rashi say? Derech. Rashi says Derech.
That's beautiful. That's derech achilaso, exactly. No. That's not derech achilaso of... That's a different type of derech. In other words, if you have... Yeah, no, it works beautifully. The derech achilaso, if you have a mevushal, that's not enough. Betur tam. But if you... The derech for people is to eat it, so then it's mashlamit. It fits into that category.
But may peros can never be derech.
Exactly. May peros is never that. Why? Because it's zeh ba'alma. It's not pre.
And what if it's lakatna too?
Oh. So that we'll get to it Bezer Hashem. Tov. Now Rabosai, let's continue being Masik Shmaitz Aliva Dehilchasa and the amazing job of the Chazon Ish on the sugya. Let's take a look at how the Chazon Ish really was makif this whole sugya. Now you should know that the Chazon Ish, as I think I mentioned to you once when we were sitting and talking, that the Chazon Ish was really a throwback from 300 years ago. The Chazon Ish's writing is like a Rishon's writing. It's dense, it's intense, and it's he really puts his arms, when he sinks his teeth into a sugi, he puts his arm into a sugi and shas and kol ha-Torah kula. He really, and it's hard to understand every part of the Chazon Ish. So let's say when we do a Reb Chaim, take the other extreme, you do a Reb Chaim, you know, you sit down, you plow through the Reb Chaim, you work here. You think, and you work it through, you got it. The Chazon Ish, he quotes, you know, 15 times the amount of Marim Mekomos that you have in what would be called a standard Achron's piece, and he really is makif a tremendous amount. And this is a long piece. I want to get with you to a couple of the Chazon Ish's punchlines, but show you how he looks at the sugya in such a broad way. So let's just, I want to show you a couple of nafkaminas that we didn't even discuss, where the Chazon Ish is coming from, in Shvius. And he gets to brachos as well. He has the whole telescope over here. The Chazon Ish has the entire telescope. So let's take a look. Chulin kuf chaf amebeis. Vashvius, mashken ayotzim en kamosan. So in the sugya that we didn't say there in Chulin, we see that the mashken for Shvius is kamosan. Now what's the nafkamina? It has kedusha Shvius. Pirish Rashi, then you could do Shas Shvius. Umaskin and the plugs of the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Our machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Everybody has it, right? Liinian truma bikurim arla. Miu liinian Shvius efshe di alfina michela vina. Kivin shu isra abba me'elav. Okay, so now he gets involved with what exactly is the makar. Okay. So first of all, the Chazon Ish tells us that whether we say mei peros ba'almo or not, is going to have a nafkimina also in regards to Shemitah. Are you allowed to have hana from it or not? Is it considered Zeh Ba'alma? Do you have to treat it as Kedusha Shvius? So now we have another nafkimina. Do fruit juices have Kedusha Shvius? If you say Mei Pero Zeh Ba'alma, so then the halacha is that you wouldn't. But if you say it's Mei Peros is considered the fruit itself, then you would. Continues the Chazon Ish, the word Zayin is the first word on the line, five lines in. Vim tomar, lama li meiv shvius l'chayiv es ha-mashkin yotzin, mihi de zeh ba'alma hi, mikomok ha-din shvius af b'minei tzvan. Okay, so now he asks another kasha, which is not our sugi as well. Okay, let's skip down. Okay, vihine, let's skip to the next paragraph. So now you have another nafkimina in terms of whether it's zeh ba'alma. Vine ha-nischot mitamuz, mitapuz. Now he gets bottom line. And he says, okay, today, those things that are squeezed out of oranges, v'charos sehem, v'adayesh ben kedusha shviyas, the Chazon Ish concludes, they have kedusha shviyas. Afil imtim salam diafin shviyas me'arlo utruma. But what about the fact you learn from shviyas, from arlo and truma, and what, how do we paskin arlo and truma? The halacha is that it doesn't have the din of the pre itself. We paskin mei peros zeh ba'alma. He says for sure he's an Issud Rabban. What the Chazon Ish is saying is the following. At the end of the day, it's very, very hard to say that fruit juices, at least on a level of Durabbanan, are not considered coming from the fruit itself. So what the Chazon Ish does in the first step is he cuts down Zeh Ba'alma. Even for Truma, it could be that you're not going to be Chayiv Malkos, But at the end of the day, he says, it's got to be midrabban zeb, not zeb alma. So here we've got the first exception over here, Rabbi Osei. The first exception to rule zeb alma. That the Chazanish does this all the time. He says that even though the Gemara is mukhrach in a particular way, Yikov Adin Sahar, logic would say that it's mamish nothing, right? Because we say meper zeb alma. He says, almost like hachush makhish, at the end of the day, to say that's just sweat. To the analogy of sweat, midrabanan, we don't hold up that analogy. Because really, is that what it is? Sweat from a human body is entirely, it's irrecognizable to a human body. But sweat of a fruit is different. So maybe min ha-Torah will be that way. It won't be mechayiv him for yisurim. But to say that you don't, that mitzvos asay don't have some component, Chazanish is mechadish. Now you need to be the Chazanish, right? You got to have his shoulders. He's creating what some would argue is a new Dirdarabana. But that's what he said. Now you already see the echoes of his machlokes with the Brisker Rav, right? The Brisker Rav says, orange juice is yotze min ha'asar asar. By the way, I never put it together just now as I'm talking. That's a Brisker Rav l'shitaso yesterday from Bechoros. It's yotze min ha'asar asar. Oh, wow, I just realized that. Ziyotze min ha'asar asar. And that's it, you're stuck. But the Chazon Ish says, no. It's mamash midrabanan, it's an extension of the fruit itself. Okay. Skip down a couple of lines, and here he gives a real chidush in the rush. First word on the line is aleph in the Dibra Maskel Vihine. He says the following chidush, which sender is going to be thrilled to see. Sender will be validated on some level. Not what you said. I still are. I'm cholik with you. The other thing you said. But you'll see, Sender, what you were bothered by, the Chazanish says something along the lines that you had said. He was mechavin to the Chazanish. V'hodin istapei karasham bepri eit shebishlan. The safek of the rush, if you cook peros, imavarech al memeim borei pri eitz, nira the sveikol inyan bracha dafka. Chazanish says a chidush, which is very logical. And that is, the whole safek of the rush, when it comes to cooking fruits, is dafka by bracha. Kivan she'ein omdim lekach. Since it's not normal to do it. Ve'ein kan raktam. Aval le'inyin iser sfir le dechashiv tam ki'ikr. When it comes to iser, he'll agree tam ki'ikr. But he doesn't go as far as Sender wanted to go. Sender wanted to even go, even if it's not mevushal. Chazanish is not going so far. He's only going when it's cooked. For pre-peros, for Bishul, he says, in such a case, it's a suffix. Dafka for brachos. So the way the Chazanish breaks it down is like this. The Rush holds that the halachos of brachos is lav dafka, going to always parallel for Yisurim. And that is, he has a suffix in bracha. This is how the Chazanish understands. I'm not sure that everybody will agree with him. But according to the Rush, maybe for bracha, it's going to get a bar priates, maybe not. But for Yisurim, for sure, in such a case, you would consider Tam Kiker. He continues. Avodas Harajba. By the way, just I'm sorry, Sender, I'll come to you in a second. I want to point out to you already the Chazanish is setting himself up to, if you will, I'm saying this bigadluso, to fudge the distinction between the Rajba and the Rush. Because he uses the words, I'm just planting the seed. Kivan she'ein omdim lekach. So he's already talking about something that's omid lekach versus something that's not omid lekach. You're going to see that the Chazanish is going to put almost the Rajba and the Rush together almost at the end of the day. Even though they start out as being two totally different shitas, Chazanish in the end might put the two together. Yes, Sender, what do you start saying? Right, it's based on Dafka Tam Kikr, but I want to show you, he doesn't go so far for Stam Skika to say Tam Kikr. It's not Tam Kikr. Right. So it's half of what you said. You're mechavin to half. Avol das harajba b'chidush of sham, de'ein chiluk bein mashkin hayotzen adei bishol adei schita, el ha'chiluk bein omdun l'kach olob, v'kol shomdun l'bishol mashkin hayotzen adei bishol choshev ikr pri, v'amrinim bo Tam Kikr mevarchin al Tam Bar Pri Eitz, V'chol she'ein omen l'kach choshev zeya, v'av tamo ha'idei pishol choshev zeya, So says the Chazon Ish, according to the Rashba, it's mashma dafka what's going to be the derech. Okay, he continues. Now, what is the hagdara of derech? So Chazon Ish says, umiyu mashma, Shabbos, kuf mem dalam of yeis, the kol peira zulas zeisim v'anovim, einon omdim l'schita, v'afilu tusim v'rimonim, kuda amar behediv v'psachim. He says the following. The Chazon Ish has an interesting ha'ara. And he says the simple reading of the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. By the way, this is going to be a raya for me in my machlokas. I'm much smaller than him. With my machlokas, Rabbi Ribiat, I'll give you an afkamina and Hilchos Shabbos. All right, well, in a second. He says the Gemara in Shabbos says that what are you allowed to squeeze? What are you allowed to squeeze with when it comes to Shabbos, Minatora. So Minatora, what's usher to squeeze, is Dafka, Zeisim, Vanovim. Those are the only things that are prohibited to squeeze. Everything else, the halacha is Mutar Minatora. Midrabanan, it's usher to squeeze other things. Okay. Says the Chazon Ish like this. Since the Isser Min HaTorah is only to squeeze Eisim V'Anavim, why only those? So the Gemara Kemat says, because that was the Derech to squeeze them. Those were the fruits that the Derech was to squeeze them. Other things, the Derech was not to squeeze them. So says the Chazon Ish, so then what would emerge, continuing on, again in those words, five lines from the bottom, Umiyu Mashma B'Shabbos, the Kol Peira Zulas Eisim V'Anavim, Einon Omdim L'Schita. Ah! So the Chazon Ish says, the simple reading would be then that only Zeisim V'Anavim is the derech, and therefore, according to Chazal, the only thing that's the derech is dafka Zeisim V'Anavim. However, he says he doesn't think you follow this lahalacha because he now thinks that the Rashba will say that there are many other things today that are the derech. V'yesh la'ayin, continue on the top. L'dasa Rashbam zeu dimuchra she'en kol haperos omnis l'schita. On the one hand, you could say that in the generations of the Tanoim, the Derech was only to squeeze Eisim V'Anavim. And here the Chazon Ish says his well-known Shita. And that is, the Chazon Ish says, even if the Gemara and Shabbos, this is a collector's items, Sam, this could be a paper of Cambridge in of itself. And that is, Chazon Ish says, that even if things, the Gemara says the Derech was one way, if we know today that it's changed, then you don't follow the rules of the Gemara. Hence, he says that even though the Gemara says that the Derech is only by Zeisim V'Anavim, the Rashba would say that the Metzius changes, if the Metzius changes today, and as I mentioned in the past, Tropicana oranges breeds a particular orange to squeeze, in such a case, then the bracha, according to Rashba, should be what, Rabosai?
Eights.
That's what should emerge. According to Rashba, it should be eights. Now, what does that have to do with our machlokes, Rabbi Ribiat? In the Lamentes Malachos book, Rabbi Ribiat says that the only Isser Min HaTorah of squeezing is Eisen V'Anavim. And I wanted, on Shabbos, and I want to argue that today, I think I mentioned this to you in Halachas here, I want to argue that today the issue would be even oranges that are the derech is for people to squeeze it. In fact, the Chazon Ish goes even further, and he says what we said in Halacha Shir as well. He says it doesn't even need to be that rove people squeeze it, as long as the derech is for it to squeeze it. So Lanias Daiti, it might even be an Isser Doraisa to squeeze oranges that weren't bred dafka for juice, as long as it's normal that some people right on the side of the road in Israel will be selling those oranges and squeezing them. In such a case, Lamia's Daiti will be an Isser D'Oraisa according to the Chazon Ish. So that's what I intuited before. Now that I see the Chazon Ish, I see that we've been validated against Rabbi Ribiat. So I know many people complain that Rabbi Ribiat has too many chumras. So here I have my... I have many things were makel against him as well, but here I think he's too makel. Yeah, go ahead.
I just quick question. I'm a little bit confused still about the beginning of this paragraph.
Yes.
Why would we end up saying that the din for Shvia should be different than from Orla and Truma?
So the Chazon Ish, I think, is going in the style of the of his derech. And that is, it's almost to the point that he says that Chazal's definition of Meper Ozeo Ba'alma is changed today. At the end of the day, it's no longer Zeya Ba'alma. Once upon a time, people didn't squeeze oranges. They ate oranges. So what would happen? What would happen is that they didn't squeeze oranges. They didn't have this contraption. So what did they do? They squeezed Zeis in an oven. So if they had a little bit of water that was left over on the plate that they would then drink, that's Zeya Ba'alma. But what happens today, you can't call it Zeya Ba'alma. So he says, of course, Midrabanan, you would have to view it as the pre itself. That's what it sounds like
so
to me, the Chazon Ish is saying in the opening line.
What? Wouldn't it also be
only Midrabanan? He can't change the Din D'Oraisa.
Oh, but he does say the same thing about Truma and Orla.
Although it is interesting because he changed the Din D'Oraisa for only, maybe he only means Midrabanan. Maybe he only means Midrabanan. Then Rabbi Ribiat would be right. Okay. Yesh lo adon adayin. Okay. But either way. So then the Chazon Ish then applies it a different way. Oh, by the way, he then says, no, he says it the way I said it. He says that the Gemara in Shabbos is mashma, that if in the Doros it changes, so then in such a case the halacha would be that it would be asur min haTorah. And he says 5 lines in what I had said mamish. Ulufiza yeshlama das harajba the mitzshel tapuzim have a bechlal omen neschita bismanenu. It's considered omen neschita, and it sounds like to me the Chazon Ish is saying squeezing it on Shabbos would be an isur d'oraisa. Application says the Chazon Ish, the chumra is the kula. The kula is the chumra, right? We always have a cloud. Anybody who's always they call him a meikel, if he's really truly always a meikel, or he really truly is always a machmir, then he's not honest in Torah. Because most of the time, most kulas are also chumras, and most chumras are also kulas. Here we go, we got a massive chumra, right? Issa d'oraisa on Shabbos. Massive kula for Shemitah. Continues the Chazon Ish after brackets. Veshi d'yesh nafkuzsa bazel kula. Imut asachtam b'shviyas. Now we got a kula for Shemitah, right? You're not allowed to be mafsid peros shvias. So Bizman Chazal was someone allowed to say, wow, I'm not so interested in eating this orange, I'm going to squeeze it out and enjoy some of the Zeya Ba'alma. So in such a case, that would be being mafsid peros shvias. But Bizman Hazeh, it's the derech. So that's a very, very important question. Is a juice company allowed to use oranges from Kedusha Shvias? Zot the Chazon Ish, according to the Rajba, yes, the efshe the yesh nafkus of a zelukula imut asach l'shvius shem nevarchel and bar priets chashivik bar pri yesh lama shadina lasos tmari trima the mutter kedamer brachas. So what will emerge is that a kula that you're allowed to do it. However, according to Tesis in the Rush, who hold that the vard is that doesn't have the time of the pri, so they don't go with derech. Umil the Tosis v'Rush. Masha da'afi ruban sachtan chashiv zeya vim kein asa the sachtan. So in such a case, it will be asa to be sochet. Even if you're going to say shvius is not paka from them, at the end of the day, it's going to be iser. The Chazon Ish then goes on and he says, maybe you could be mekel by shmita. He says, but at the end of the day, there are two levels over here. It could be it's not considered the pre itself, like the Rajba, Kointosis, and the Rush, but is this really called being mafsin? If at the end of the day, people are, as I pointed out to you, what costs more, the oranges or the Tropicana oranges? Tropicana oranges cost some more. So he says, that's not called being mafsin. So he says, even according to the Tosis and the Rush, maybe it'll be mutter. It was a geshmak and afkamina, but at the end of the day, then he goes on and he says, in such a case, it should be, even according to them, it should be mutter. Bottom line, says the Chazon Ish, 7 lines from the bottom. Min ha'amr, what emerges then? The Nilma, by the way, I am skipping some of the Rishonim that he quoted that we didn't do well. It's Kedai, if you really wanted to, you could spend another 2 weeks on the Sugya to go through all the Rishonim. But unfortunately, our bell has rung. Min ha'amr nilmad, the Schitas tapuzim hanog, shema'arin kola ochel asol hakos, therefore, the Chazon Ish goes so far to say that if you squeeze the entire fruit into a glass,
that the bracha will be a borei pri ha'etz. Therefore, it will be mutter to use it for shmias. The efshar, the leka, the polig, alel, the rajba. And maybe really no one even disagrees with the rajba about this. And everybody will agree that the bracha is a borei pri ha'etz. What is he referring to? That everybody would agree, so he spells it out. Last two paragraphs. Od Yesh Lomar, second to last paragraph on the second column. Od Yesh Lomar, by the way, Omnam Nira is very, very deep. That paragraph, Omnam Nira, if you could do it on your own, I'll leave it for you to do. It's a very, very deep paragraph. Od Yesh Lomar, the Gam Harosh Modal Arashba. The heichi, the ikar darko, beschita chashev pri. He wants to say that even the, and this Rabosa, I'm not convinced about, but the Chazanish wants to say that maybe even the Rosh is molded to the Rajba. That when the ikar darko is beschita, then it's chashev pri. When did the Rosh say that you don't have tam? That's when it didn't have the derech. But when it has the derech, so then in such a case, then even the Rosh would agree. In those cases, they were cooking the shlokos not for the water. They were cooking it for the vegetable. If a person really wants the mashke, so then in such a case, it's still considered the pri itself. Even according to the Rashba. Teidal prove it, says the Chazanish. Sharei besukar sphere leila tur bar priates. Mishum duzel ikur period. V'lo chashvin leizeah. Chazanish asks a question that many struggle with. And that is, what did we learn in Ramat Beit Shemesh? We learned that if someone chews a sugar cane, in such a case, according to the tour, the brachas bar priates. Isn't that Zeya Ba'alma? Isn't that Zeya Ba'alma? So we were mad here last time in different contexts. What is the machlokis? Whether it gets a bar priyadama. But we were not mazbir. Because why don't we consider it the sweat of the sugar cane? So what's the answer? The answer is that Zeya Ba'alma is only when it's not the derech. Says the Chazanish, I'd rather be memayit in machlokis. This is where you get also Rav Nevin Sal's Mahalach. And since he's not convinced that the Rosh would disagree with the Rajba about this, then in such a case, he thinks that Derech would be correct even according to the Rajba. The Rosh. The Amna, the Mishnah Brura. Kasim Shem Achram, the Rosh Cholek. Avalom Etzrin Achrech was a the Mishnah Berurah is Chalik. The truth is, La Halacha, we now see the Chazanish will go to all Tchumin, and then we'll come back to Bracha. We see the Chazanish Shita about juices in all Tchumin. He considers it Mamish like the Pri, both for Truma, and for Shvius, and for Arla, and he claims that the Rosh wouldn't even be Chalik, even though the Rosh said the Farish not that way, doesn't have Tam Pri. Even though Gemara calls it Zeya Ba'alma, all of that was only when it wasn't the Derech. But Bizman Azeh, V'nafochu, everything we learned in the last 3 days, the Chazanish says you could throw out the window. Or maybe not. In other words, you go back and you reread everything, says the Chazanish, and you see how it's not Shaykh today. And therefore, even though one would have come away from the Sugya Mei Per Zeya Ba'alma to think that it's considered not halachically significant,
According to the Rajba, that's not going to be so, and he claims many of the Rishonim will agree with it. Oh, the Chazon Ish points out, I didn't realize that what Rabbi Braunschweigel had said from the Ravid, the Chazon Ish himself says, that the Ravid in Tumas Ochlin, that we did in the beginning of the Sugya, that says that there's no halacha of mashkin by those things that are squeezed out, that are pushed out, only those things that ooze out do we consider Zeya Ba'alma. But it doesn't have the din mashke if you force it out. That Ravid, the Chazon Ish says, proves my shita. The Chazon Ish quotes in Dibra Maschel Omnam, the first Dibra Maschel Omnam in the first column. V'yesh obet sarif das harayvid. Now I'm going to, this is the best way. See, the Chazon Ish, I often found, doesn't necessarily present things as a shir. He just writes. Doesn't present things necessarily in a chronological order. He just writes. So the Chazon Ish here writes, V'yesh obet sarif das harayvid, d'lo nemar zeh abal mal yotze ve'enlov. Let me remind you, Rabosai, how many of you remember which, be honest with me, how many remember which Ravid I'm referring to? Okay, so not everybody remembers. The Ravid said in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. What, where was it? In Perek Aleph Halacha Beis? Aleph Dalid? Okay. So there the Ravid says that we know that Mashke has the ability to be Machshir. If you have Mayim. Could may Peros themselves be considered like Ocha? So the Ravid says, well, it depends. If it's mei perozeya ba'alma, if it oozes out on its own, then it's not considered like the fruit. But if it's squeezed out, then it's mamish like the fruit itself. That's what the Ravid writes. Says the Chazon Ish, that's my shita. Litzarev das haRavid, d'lo nemar zeya ba'alma al yotzim eilu, v'lo besochet v'kavonasa. By the way, he claims, the Chazon Ish claims that the Rabbeinu Yonah might be closer to the Shita as well. This is Mefurish, though, in the Ravid. The Ravid has this Shita. So hence, the Chazon Ish holds in all things, so therefore the it's considered like a pre, if the manufacturer is squeezing it out and people are squeezing out. Hence, you have a question. Why can't the Chazon Ish does not get a bar of pre-eggs? Should make a bar of pre-eitz on oranges. That's why some may say, okay, that's going to bar of pre-eitz, maybe give it a bar of pre-eitz on law. Because it's a step down. It's not the pre-mamish. It's not the pre-mamish. That's the Bach and Rosh Hashanah. The Bach says by Trima, it's a step down. It's not the pre-mamish. It's a bar of pre-eitz. But if I'm not mistaken, Rosh Hashanah makes a bar of pre-eitz on the juice. Why? Why? Because at the end of the day, it's not Zeya Ba'alma. It's not Zeya Ba'alma. At the end of the day, it's now considered halakhically as a fruit itself, because who says the Rosh is right? And maybe even the Rosh agrees with the Rajba. The problem is, La Halacha, why is the Minhag Olam to make a shakal on orange juice? Because the Mishnah Brura set it up as a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rajba. According to the Mishnah Brura, the Rosh holds that the bracha today is going, even today is going to be a shakal. And Safik Brachas Lekula. But really, it could very well be that there's a lot of evidence on the side that it could be a Borei Priya Eitz or a Borei Pri Hadama. By the way, the Chazon Ish might very well agree with Rav Shechter, because the Chazon Ish only said that it got a Borei Priya Eitz. He said, when you crush everything into the cup, and the only thing that's left is the peel, so then the Chazon Ish said, it's like crushed fruits. But what, in the moment that you're not putting everything in, it could be like a pulverized fruit, and then everybody holds that the halacha is that it gets a shakel. So if a smoothie gets a shakel, then Tropicana probably gets a shakel as well. Unless you have those fruits mamish, like at the side of the road, when you know that they took off the appropriate trumas and maestras. Well, according to Chazon Ish, you can take off the trumas and maestras yourself. According to Brisker Rav, you're stuck. But then, if you know that the, well, also you have to worry about Arlo. There are lots of Sharetz in Eretz Yisrael. You have to be very, very careful when you buy fruits and fruit products in Eretz Yisrael. But then, in such a case, then the bracha would be a bar priyetz according to the Chazon Ish. It could be that even the Mishnah Brura would agree with that. That the Mishnah Brura would only say it in a case of where the entire fruit is not pushed in. But the Chazon Ish seems to be going so far as to say if the derech is Tropicana orange juice, and all types of apple juice as well, according to the Chazon Ish, might get a Borei Priya Eitz. L'chol HaPachos would not get a Shahakal, maybe we'll go down a Darga of Borei Priya Dama, but we would not look at it as Zeh Ba'alma, which induces a Shahakal. Absolutely fascinating what comes out from the Sugya. Now, I just want to point out to you, who did we have that black and white disagrees with this? L'halacha. Not an easy question. Who, which, a Paisik, not a Rishon. We went through all the Shitas of Rishon. You could plug in all the Shitas of Rishon. For example, Tosis doesn't agree with this because Tosis is bothered. Why don't we say Tam Kirka? But Tosis, at the end of the day, holds that. It seems to be quite clear. Tosis holds it's a Shakal. But the Chazanish, vroom. He said that all the other Rishonim, we're only talking about where there wasn't the Derech. But today, when it's the Derech, everybody agrees with the Rashba. Which Pesach said not this way? The Taz. The Taz went out of his way to say that when it comes to cooked fruits, so then a fruit soup, so in such a case you get a Borei Priya Eitz. Why do you get a Borei Priya Eitz, the Taz says? Because it's got a little time plus you got Derech. But he says, make peiros, that's Maya Ba'alma. Even if it's the Derech. So you see, black on white, that the Chazon Ish, Lanias Daiti, I only came to this lately, so I haven't thought about this enough, but the Chura, this Chazon Ish, is against the Meferish Taz. That the Taz lahalocha paskinat that way. The Taz said a Shahakal. Hence, I have another reason why the Minigo Olam is to make a Shahakal against the Pashtas of the Chazon Ish, against the Bach, against sort of Shefter Shlita's custom. And that is, at the end of the day, the Taz says beferish that we don't follow Derech. So the Chazon Ish claimed that we follow Derech, that was going against, that's going against the Taz. One more, just let's finish this man with a chidud in the style of Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. I won't even be able to, I don't even understand exactly what my Rebbe told me, because it was so simple but so complex. Here's a Mishnah Berurah. Rav Nevin Sal connected this sugya while we were going. I thought it was even in his Mishnah Berurah, but it wasn't. It was something he told me while we were going through Mishnah Berurah. I look back and it wasn't in the. Sometimes I forget what he told me and what's on the bottom, because if it's not on the bottom, so I write it in. So I thought it was in here. Rabosai, listen to this halacha that has absolutely nothing to do with Mei Peres Evam. We now finished Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach the sugya. I think we did it. We did it quite well. It was complex. It was hard. There was a lot there, but Baruch Hashem did. So listen to this halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You know that the halacha is a mikra d'dina. A person is supposed to be notel yadav anytime he eats a davar shetibula b'mashka. Right? There's a chiyuv of netil sidam. Why? Why we're not careful for that today? Okay, it's a question on us. So halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Okay. That's only for a yerek. But the Mechaber says, Hanotel Yadav Leperos, Hareza Migasei Ruach. If he's washing his hands for Peros, so then they didn't make this Takana for Peros. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Nun Ches Sivkot and Chavav V'achronim Iskim. Let me skip Sivkot and Chavav in the same piece. Peiros Hamavushalim B'mayim. What happens if you have fruits that are cooked in water? Yesh Deos Bein Achronim Im Tzricha Netilas Yadayim. Then there are Deos within the Achronim whether you need Netilas Yadayim. Therefore, one should be machmir. Comments the Shaar Tzion. Ayim b'derech hachayim v'chayi adam. The Derech Hachayim says in such a case that you should wash for peiros and mishalim b'mayim. So what's going on over here? So the question is like this. The question is that when did we say Hanotel Yadav Leperos? That's talking about when it's entirely dry. But if it's peros hamavushalim b'mayim, so then in such a case, then it's like a darsha tibul b'mashke, and therefore the halacha is that you're going to need to wash. Now the question becomes, how do you look at a fruit juice, at a fruit soup? Do you look at a fruit soup as something that is considered like a salad, like regular peros, and then the halacha is hanotel yadav l'peros harezim igasi ruach, or do you look at it as something as dover shetibul b'mashke? So Derech HaChaim says that you should be machmir. So when we read this halacha, Rav Menzel said to me, the Ravid, Thomas Ochlin, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, the Ravid and Thomas Ochlin, this he didn't say about that. Now, I asked him where the other Ravid was. He told me the Ravid by Tzir. The Ravid in Thomas Ochlin in Tezayim. What was Rav Menzel referring to? Rav Menzel was referring to what we had discussed before. And that is the Ravid's Shita that says that you look at May Peros as being mamish considered the fruit itself, which became the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Let's explain. When did we say May Peros Zeyabalma? That's only when it oozes out by itself. But if you force it out, so in such a case, it's considered the pre. L'may nafkamina, so the Chazon Ish discusses for Trumas, Shvias, and Bor Priya Eitz. Rav Yossi just walked in. According to Chazon Ish, the Pasha says one should make a Bor Priya Eitz on juice. That's what emerges. And the Ravid seems to say that. Because the Ravid said the Sugya of Meperazeh Ba'alma is dafka what? Is dafka only those things that ooze out. So Rav Nevinzal b'charifuso, when he saw this Derech HaChaim, he put together the whole Sugya. He said like this, how do you look at the fruit soup? Do you look at the fruit soup as being, with the mashke that comes out of it, as being mashke, dover shetibula mashke? Like a regular dover shetibula mashke? Do you look at it as being water, and therefore then the halacha is that it's not like the solid? Or do you say it's mamish like the pri? So the Ravid himself says when you look at it pre, so then it's not considered a davar shetibul b'mashke. Or do you say no, the klal mei perazei ba'alma applies across the board? So this is you see how someone who has makif kol haTorah kula, when he looks at a totally different shaila in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, he puts together those Ravids in Thomas Ochlin, the other Ravid that he put together, that it's a very complex Ravid. In Perek Tezayin, look it up for those who are ambitious. Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, by the Sugya of Tzir. So there, the Ravid also, Rav Nevinzal claimed was the Ravid Lashitaso, the Ravid that we had done. We have three Ravids Lashitaso, right? Because we had the Rajba quoting the Ravid as well. That the pshat that the Rajba gave in the Ravid 3 days ago was also that Ravid. And he connected it to this question of how do you look at of Peros. Kol HaTorah Kula Chativa Achas. Eventually, one day, Be'ezer Hashem, we ourselves will do it. Maybe not on that darga, but on a smaller darga, we'll be able to put these things together.